goes without saying what a fantastic cricketer he was. Speaking to some of the young lads in there who obviously were less aware of what he had done in the game, and explaining his numbers and his feats, quite extraordinary cricketer. One of England's greatest, obviously one of Kent's greatest. But for me, my sort of dealings with Derek was sort of on a personal level, as someone that was around in the early part of my career, extremely supportive, always available, but never preached and never told you how to do it. He was always just a really kind man who was always good, quick with the story, and I'd say really supportive of a lot of young players, not just me, in the early parts of their careers. Haven't seen Derek for a little while. I know he's been unwell for a while, but certainly, you know, I have real fond memories of Derek as a person. I mean, I was a bit young to sort of watch him in action growing up, but when anybody joins Kent, you know, you're surrounded by that era that was so brilliant, and you know, there's obviously a stand named after him. You're just aware of what a fantastic cricketer he was, and I think, you know, that I suppose stood out when you met him. You would never know, you know, he was so humble, and you know, he never talked about how he did it.